All right, folks, welcome back to segment three of program five of The Bigger Picture. And we are America's past, present, and future written in black and white. And the reality of that statement written in black and white is now critically evident. The past has been written in white. The Gentile culture, the Western civilization, and now the remaining may well be written in black. I want to tell you why I believe, as I sit here today, that the new era is here, that the America that was can no longer be. And I'm just going to use a couple of examples, which I have discussed already in previous programs. The fact that black culture now dominates or leads America. I think that's obvious if you watch any ads. If African Americans represent 12 to 13% of the population, why are they 60% of the people on the ads now? Well, their time has come. Great for them. They've been excluded, and now it's their time to shine. That's fine. But it also telegraphs something else that I think these other factors are going to underscore. And why is that significant? Well, we talked in a previous segment about the Christian virtues of Gregory the Great that dominated Western civilization. They were at least venerated. Whether we made it to the ideal or not, who knows? But the intent was to do that, and the intent produced, in most cases, a good outcome. It produced a civilization that has been the envy of the world. It produced all the great things that people enjoy. And I think we need to hold on and understand that, but then let's take that and compare it with the existing black culture. We look at the crime figures. There's, and I talked about the Tampa Bay Rays, and we see in some of the black athletes this thing of bling and multicolored shoes, and, you know, it's all about me, a look of me. That hasn't been the traditional humility that's part of the culture. The contracts that we get, the arguing over $35 or $20 million a year, whatever. The moral index with rapes, broken up families, fathers not in homes. Chastity is not a good part of our culture anymore and certainly isn't evident in the black culture. Envy versus gratitude. People who live in a standard of living that's the envy of the world are the ones that are crying, well, they need equal opportunity, not because of sweat of the brow work, but an equal division of national income regardless of merit. I'm not going to go any further. I think you know what I'm talking about. Gluttony, how many of us, and me included, are grossly overweight? And how many in the black community with a much higher index of blood sugar-related problems than any other group in the country? And how about sloth? How many people are unemployed that could be employed, that choose to live off the dole and then complain about what they're getting? The violence in the black community is off the charts. And folks, I don't care what the race baiters say. You can call me a racist all you want, but you judge a tree by its fruit. And the fruit of the black street culture is not good, just as the fruit of the white elitist group at the top actually controlling things is even more evil and rotten. So why is it here now? Every time you look at someone who is pushing against those who stand for law and order and for civilized government and behavior, you'll find it's a black face and often it's a black female face. How about Letitia James, the attorney of the state attorney of New York, who's now trying all she can to remove the white male face from government? and from place of power and from life itself. How about this wonderful lady, Fat Fanny, she give me the willies, up in Fulton County, Georgia, Fanny Willis. What laws is she basing these things on? Where is her power coming from? How does she get away with what she's doing? That's a question that I wish were answered by moral attorneys. Where is the legal community that will stand up to this miscarriage of justice that this black female Democrat is doing to tear down the very power base of our country, those who are effective in governing? And how about those additional list of senators that are now being brought in for indictment by this miscreant and others because they dared support Donald Trump? Where is their power coming from? How about Alvin Bragg, another blackface in New York, misusing the law to bring down what has been the stability of this country? I've got one more now I'm going to tell you about when we come back from the break, and it is why today I realized it is here. What it, Woody? The future that I've been saying was descending on us is God's judgment. Right in my own backyard, I found just another example of where we're headed and how bad it's going to be. I hope you'll join me now for segment 4 as we continue. God bless you.